When cheating becomes a way of life. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The story goes that tax evasion in Greece is a national sport going back to the Ottoman Empire, which ran Greece until World War I. The Ottomans were so corrupt and incompetent, and Greeks were so ticked off about being occupied, they just lied to the tax collectors, and it worked. The Ottoman Empire fell apart, and all that's left of it today is that overstuffed footstool in front of your easy chair. But the cheating tradition has continued to the point that today tax receipts in Greece are almost 90% less than they would be if everyone actually paid what they owe. So, no surprise the country has had trouble paying its debts. The government attempted to crack down a few years ago, appointing a reformer named Harry Theo Harris as chief tax collector. But he quit last year after repeated threats to, quote, break his legs. As in every country, the super rich are especially good at evading taxes. But in Greece, doctors, lawyers, accountants, farmers all turn out to be pretty good liars themselves when it comes to reporting their income. Strangely, the records show that a lot of them manage to live pretty well even though their incomes are less than 10,000 euros a year. I bring this up because you know where else tax evasion is becoming pretty popular? Right here. U.S. tax evasion is nowhere near Greece's level, but it's about 7 times the rate in Germany. And Congress's repeated cuts to the IRS budget have sent the message that Congress is kind of on the side of the tax cheat, which is all in good fun, I'm sure, until one day you wake up in Greece. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.